Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, after the incident with Cracker Barrel, I wouldn't be surprised if White Castle was rebranded to just Castle, as to not sound too Aryan or something. The term Castle might also be misconstrued as a microaggression during this unparalleled housing crisis that we're going through. Or maybe it should just be rebranded to White Trash, not because it's a racist thing, but because the food is terrible. But let's not give them any ideas. Up next, Grok is the best AI now. Very few people know this, but Elon tried to take OpenAI private and make himself the head of it before Sam Altman stepped in and beat him to the punch. I guess he's learning pretty quickly that you shouldn't try and upstage Musk, as Musk now has a better product, Grok. But just remember, if you use either of these products, you are the product, and your AI searches are probably being sold to the highest bidder. Nothing is free anymore. Number three, people say she was such a nice lady, a real belle, if I say so myself. And they wondered what respectable career choice she would make for herself. She was the most popular streaming girl about 5 years ago now, and once her popularity waned and people no longer wanted to buy her bathwater, she turned to corn. She sure figured out how to cash in using her cooch, and these days, ironically, OF is increasingly becoming a respectable career, at least for women and simps. Moving on, Six Flags has a slow summer, which leads to losses as investors launch fraud investigations at their parks. Looks like a certain demographic has been sneaking in without paying. Generally the same one that jumps the turnstiles in the New York City subway system. If you still have no clue who I'm talking about, then a clue is Carnival Cruise Lines. But seriously, who wants to go to an amusement park and wait in line for a ride while not being amused? Number 5, Jill here was carjacked in Chicago and had her arm broken, but she still took some time to tell everyone that she still doesn't want Trump to send any troops there to restore order. She would rather be a victim of crime than a so-called victim of Trump. I think that she has Stockholm Syndrome, and it's a serious mental illness, don't you know? And the backlash was so bad from this that she ended up closing her accounts. Up next, apparently parents need to intervene if they suspect that their son has been red-pilled. Oh no. Those pushing feminism and woke ideology hate that others are fighting them with common sense. How shocking. It's almost like they want to set up men and boys to fail with women in life and get divorced and turn into human utilities. I wouldn't be surprised if one day they try and push brain implants on us so that men don't learn about female nature. That would be the ultimate dystopia. Number 7, this woman shares the frustrations of dating as a 37-year-old female. The guys she's attracted to are not attracted to her, and vice versa. A guy wrote her a great message and she was intrigued, up to the point where she saw his picture and realized he was an Indian. Then she started crying. That made her feel ugly that an unattractive man thought that he had a chance with her. That's women's problem. If ugly men hit on them, they think their sexual marketplace value is low or falling. That's why they really hate creepy men hitting on them. Moving on, here's the artwork we had before and after the Second World War. Actually, someone clearly hasn't studied art history. We had Cubism, Dada, and abstract art in the early 20th century, but it just wasn't all that common. Artists thought that they could get rid of all the beauty and make art conceptual, and this spilled into all elements of design and everything, lost detail and became cold and sterile. Divorced from the past. The art became about ideas and not the craft. Number 9, I don't know who did this, but the post it was under says that there are 55 million people in America that are foreign visa holders, and that there are 25 million illegal immigrants. That means that one quarter of America doesn't even have American citizenship. This means that 108 out of 435 seats in Congress are given out based on non-citizens voting. No wonder the Democrats push sanctuary cities. That's how they gain their power and money. Up next, and here's one of the consequences of all that immigration. A father was shocked to find a shirtless man who was renting a room in his house laying on top of his daughter. People are willing to do anything to help to pay the rent these days, thanks to a housing crisis caused by too much immigration, even if it means allowing PDF files to sleep in their spare bedrooms. This is nightmare fuel, but the ocean is so deep and so vast. Number 11, according to the Hindustan Times, the average Indian erect penis is only 4 inches tall. No wonder white women are least likely to date Indian men. White women also are not fond of dating East Asian men, and Koreans have the smallest average members at only 3.8 inches. Indian guys are probably pissed that this information is floating around out there. Just look at this guy. Don't his eyes just say, "I'm very capable, sir"? Condoms are also way too big for the average Indian man out there. Moving on, many of us wonder what happened to all the diving boards that we grew up with. Where did they all go? I was recently at a bunch of public pools that I frequented as a kid, with diving boards, and they were nowhere to be found. I think they were all taken down because we are now part of a culture that's obsessed with safety, and lawyers probably forced everyone to take them down, or their insurance premiums would skyrocket, and no one could pay them. Number 13, this mom receiving government benefits is not happy with the new rules. She says her daughter won't be getting a popsicle now, but somehow she still has money to buy makeup and get her nails done. She obviously has the money to buy a popsicle and she's just pretending like she doesn't, so that way she can play the victim and get even more money. Makes me wonder what women would do if they didn't get child support and government benefits. Up next, maybe some of them will do this if they don't get their government benefits too. Molly here is a corn star making $200,000 a month, and before that she was homeless. Without financial support from men in the government, many of them will try their hand at OF, or the oldest profession in the world. More and more women keep doing things like this because we're increasingly glorifying it. Looks like this woman was always for the streets, before and after her adult career. Number 15, this guy was wondering how he can manage his sexual needs without getting married. Someone tells him to go to Working Girls, but that might be difficult since the American government took down Backpage and Craigslist personals. This guy can also do casual dates and hookups if he's attractive enough for women. Or if he's like many of us, he can just rub one on after looking at some corn content. Besides, someone needs to tell him that most married men don't see all that much action anyway. Moving on, Allie says that the white dudes without college degrees are ruining the country. Anakin tells her, no, they actually built the country. She disagrees and says that it was slaves. The delusion is strong with this one. She's probably pissed off that she can't find a college-educated man and that all she keeps running into for dating are uneducated blue-collar guys that ironically probably make more money than she does. There aren't enough college-educated men to go around for all the college-educated women. Number 17, why is this happening in American fast food restaurants? Maybe because they raised their prices so much and now think that they're fine dining establishments or something. It could also be because children and families are disappearing and they're catering to older demographics. Also, let's not forget that the buildings on the right are a lot cheaper to construct. Plus, they want to destroy the human spirit by eliminating real art, design, and beauty. Up next, this professional tennis player says that she requires a $1,000 deposit so he can take her out on a date. She says she no longer dates for free because of men's behavior. What the hell do you suppose that means? Also, what man in his right mind would actually date her? After all, she looks like Chris Tucker in Rush Hour 1. She could also be trying to reinvent prostitution, except she sneaky and calls it a deposit instead of a payment. Number 19, Colombia appoints a trans man as a minister of women. I'm not sure if that headline should read trans woman. For some reason, countries like Colombia, Venezuela, and Brazil have very large trans populations. I guess that when a job needs to be done, you need to find the right man for it. Actually, it's not the minister of women. He's a vice minister in the Ministry of Equality and Equity. I wonder if Pablo Escobar would be putting up with this if he were still alive. Moving on, if you had to live in Europe, which country would you choose? How about Londonistan or Germanistan? Most Americans, I suspect, will live the European version of Texas, which is Poland. That seems to be one of the few countries holding the line on immigration. I moved to Serbia because I have extended family there, and I speak the language. Plus, it's still relatively affordable by Western standards. Hungary, specifically Budapest, is also pretty nice. When I was there a couple of years ago, it felt like I went 50 years back in time. Number 21, what the hell is going on in Japan? They dedicated Kisarazu as the official hometown for Nigerians. Why not just change the name to Scam City right now? The Japanese want foreigners to stay in the special towns that they give them, but enrichment doesn't work that way. The Nigerians would most likely visit and stay in other parts of the country. But not to worry, because the people in Japan turned against this plan and voted out the government that would want to implement it. Up next, would you look at this? The Bitcoin logo first appeared in a video game from 1991. And there's also a rocket with a B, no doubt, going to the moon, along with an all-seeing eye. Makes you wonder if Bitcoin was a psyop or maybe it's going to be the biggest multi-trillion dollar rug pull in history. The game is Space Quest 4. Is it just a coincidence or did the creator or creators of Bitcoin use the logo from the game? You be the judge. Number 23, it should scare you where AI gets its facts from. 40% from Reddit as well as Wikipedia, YouTube, Google, Facebook, and other social media platforms. Eventually people will figure out that they're giving away their data, which is just being used to train AI. And then they'll stop interacting with most platforms entirely. Also, the numbers add up to 273%. I guess that's the artificial part of artificial intelligence. Moving on, life came fast for this migrants influencer after she shrieks while being arrested on a live stream. It's a true story, and she resisted arrest and received medical care for shortness of breath because she knew that she would lose everything and get kicked out immediately. And speaking of AI, I think I found the perfect use for it, to make this game called Border Snitch, which looks like it would be a lot of fun for the whole family. I still can't get over that kid's 80s hair. It looks perfectly coiffed. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to The Rock? He looks like he's been Batista'd. This is what happens when you stop taking the roids. He's had a long career and it's probably better for his health to lose all that muscle. But apparently he lost 60 pounds to star in a film called The Smashing Machine about an MMA fighter. Maybe that's his excuse, and he could just stay like this, soft as a soy going forward. Who knows? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.